Tonight, the nationwide search continues for Brian Laundrie, but in New York, the Petito family is turning their pain into an opportunity to help other families searching for missing loved ones. News Nation correspondent Michael Schur is live in Northport, Florida, with the latest for us tonight. Michael.
Rutabate, the family of Gabby Petito, intent on keeping her memory alive and keeping the focus on the fact that a life was lost, not just the fact that there is an investigation and a fugitive and a lot of questions as to what happened to their daughter in her final moments and days. They are also saying, let's keep the focus on Gabby. And by starting the Gabby Petito Foundation, her father, Joseph Petito, thinks that that is the best way to carry her name forward. And today they had a kickoff. Late last month, Gabby Petito's father, Joseph, created a foundation in his late daughter's name, announcing in a September 25th tweet that it was being launched to give, quote, resources and guidance to other parents searching for their children. Today, only days after Mr. Petito claimed his daughter's body in Wyoming, the foundation held its first official fundraiser in Patchogue, New York, as Brian Laundrie, missing since mid-September, remains a person of interest in the homicide of Ms. Petito. As the fundraiser proceeded about 1,300 miles from the Laundrie home in Northport, Florida, some kept their perpetual vigil in front of that house.
Dirty Laundrie, please come out and face the media.
You know, it's a tight-knit community. Northport is a nice place. Gabby could be my daughter. I've got two daughters. She could be anybody's daughter.
Dan Banclater of Punta Gorda just passed through for the first time Sunday to take in the scene outside the home where protesters, demanding a response from the missing Mr. Laundrie's parents and others, come by to pay their respects with the enduring goal, from New York to Florida, is to keep Gabby's name alive.
She really has shined a light on all of the daughters around America, whether white, black, indigenous, Hispanic, whatever, who are missing or abused or murdered. And, you know, I hope that we can get justice for all of them.
Which is exactly what Joseph Petito and the foundation hope to accomplish. And Rutabay, the tragic link between Northport, Florida, where I stand now, and Patchogue, New York, is something we know very well. But the fact that this is going forward in the way that it is encouraging to those people who have been supportive of the family. Organizers there said they raised nearly $14,000. Doesn't seem like a huge number, but there are only 200 people there, and more money was brought in for it online. So this is really just the first event, and they expect it to go on for quite a while.
Rutabay. So many people across the country invested in this cause. Michael Schur for us in Florida. Thank you. Yeah.